Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the AQ Smart Speaker, which is a portable speaker. It runs on mains and batteries, which you can use as an AirPlay speaker, a standalone speaker for which you can plug a 3.5mm audio cable into and use an external speaker to such things as a Plextalk Pocket in my case, for example, and also use the speaker as itself as a Wi-Fi speaker. So we'll go through those three options a bit later in this recording on how to connect to each one of those possibilities: AirPlay, direct speaker, and its own Wi-Fi speaker. So first of all, I'll go through a few details about the speaker, physical description, and then we'll move on to the connectivity options, where I'll demonstrate each one with my iPhone, Plextalk Pocket, and Mac. So as I said, the product is the AQ Smart Speaker. If you'd like to get information on the speaker itself, the website is www.AAudio.com. So that's www.aqaudio.com. The actual dimensions of the speaker: it's 245mm high, it's 135mm in width, its depth is 109mm, and its weight is 1kg. As I said, if you need to get support on the speaker, tips and tricks and documentation, that again is available at the website www.aqaudio.com. And if you'd like to email the developers of the speaker, the email address is info.uk, U for uniform, K for kilo, at aqaudio.com. So that's info.uk@aqaudio.com. If you also happen to want to use the AQ Connect, that's AQ space Connect app on the App Store for the iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad, that application also seems accessible, and the menu is reasonably accessible in that application as well. When you're setting up the AQ Smart Speaker as an AirPlay device to your iOS device, there is an actual USB port in the back of the speaker, and that's where you plug your USB cable from your iPhone or iPod Touch or iPad into the back of the actual speaker itself. And as the documentation warns, that USB port is not meant to be used by any other device besides the iOS device, i.e. iPhone, iPod Touch or iPad. The AQ Smart Speaker is compatible with iTunes 10.7 or greater, running on either Mac or Windows. It's compatible with AirPlay devices, i.e. the iPod Touch, the iPhone and the iPad, and of course also including the new iPad Mini. It's compatible with Windows 7 and 8 via the Windows Media Player. And finally, it's compatible with any device that uses a headphone jack, which of course plugs into the speaker directly by that 3.5mm audio cable that I mentioned previously. The rechargeable battery in AirPlay mode, it runs for 10 hours, and if using it as an auxiliary device, i.e. plugged in directly via that audio cable, the battery life is 20 hours. The rechargeable battery takes around about 6 hours to charge. The following cost that I'm going to go through is in Australian dollars. So for one AQ Smart Speaker, it's $199 Australian. For two, i.e. twin pack, it's $369. And for four, so four in a pack, it's $719 Australian. Now this demonstration I did with a single AQ Smart Speaker, and I'll just go through what you find in the box when you open up the box. So in the box, of course, is the AQ Smart Speaker itself, the charger, and it's one of those chargers that almost feels like a charger that you would have for a laptop, as it has a charging cable that plugs into that and then plugs into your mains power. Of course, there's the 3.5mm audio cable to plug it in from a headphone jack, in my case from my Plextop pocket, and directly into the audio jack on the back of the speaker, and the printer getting started guide. Let's move on to a physical description of the speaker itself. I've actually got the speaker in my hand at the moment, and basically it has a almost round bottom, and it narrows to a very thin rectangular top. And in actual fact, when it's standing on its round bottom, which is rubber, if I tipped it upside down, it somehow reminds me of a tooth. So that's probably a very odd description of a speaker, but never mind. So it's round at the bottom, and it tapers up, as I said, and gets thinner until it's basically a very thin rectangle at the top. And right at the top, flush with the top of the case, are three buttons. The left-hand button's volume down, the middle button is power, and the right-hand button is volume up. The front face of the speaker is covered by fabric, and you can feel the grill or holes of the speaker behind the fabric. The left and right-hand side of the speakers are plastic, and if I turn the speaker around, so that now the back's facing me, down the bottom in the middle is a recessed rectangular slot with a couple of ports in that rectangular area. So on the left hand side, if you like, on the top row, we have the USB port where you plug in your iOS device to set the speaker up for Wi-Fi sharing with your iOS device. And then to the right of that is a slider switch, which you can set for left, middle, or right. So for example, if you had two AQ smart speakers, you could set one up to be a left speaker, so you'd flick the switch to the left, and your second speaker, you'd flick the switch on that speaker right over to the right to be the right speaker for a left-right stereo speaker setup. Coming below that row, so the second row down if you like, you've basically got three ports. The left-hand port is where you plug in your 3.5mm audio jack. There's a really tiny little hole, which is a reset button. You stick a pin in there and reset the actual speakers. And the right-hand side, of course, is the power jack, where you plug in your charging cable. And as I said, the bottom of the actual speaker itself is rubberized, so when you plonk it down on the surface, it actually won't move around. Above that rectangular slot, there was a bit of a raised, curved area, and of course, that's where the battery is housed inside the speaker. And actually inside the speaker, there are two speakers actually inside the unit itself. It's basically got a black front, silver back, and the bottom where the rubber is actually red. You can actually use up to five speakers on the same Wi-Fi network. And according to the documentation, Apple recommends no more than five AirPlay speakers for maximum performance. In case you're not aware that at the moment, an iOS device can only play to one AirPlay speaker. If you wanted to use multiple AirPlay speakers, then that's where iTunes, for example, comes into its own, where under the AirPlay button you can choose whether to actually send audio to one AirPlay speaker or to multiple speakers, which I'll show you in a little while, that you can check on which ones you want to send your audio out to. So one of the main advantages of using an AirPlay speaker over Bluetooth, as you might remember, a Bluetooth speaker has really only got the range directly of about 10 meters. As this speaker is basically sitting on your Wi-Fi network, it's got a distance up to 40 meters. And as I said earlier on, you can use it as an AirPlay speaker, a direct speaker plugged into a headphone jack of a device, or a Wi-Fi speaker in its own right, which means if you're out and about or at the beach or at the park, and there's no actual Wi-Fi network around, you can still use the speaker as its own Wi-Fi hotspot and you can play music, audio, etc. directly to it, in my case from my iPhone. The firmware contained in the speaker can definitely be updated, but I won't go through that process in this recording. You can get all that information from the www.aqaudio.com website. Okay, so that's enough chit chat about the speaker. Let's get into the nitty gritty of it. So first of all, what I'm going to do is set up the speaker to be on my local Wi-Fi network, currently where I've got also my other two Apple TVs connected at the moment. And what I've done already before I started the recording, of course, is I've actually got my USB cable going from my iPhone into that USB port on the back of the speaker. And one of the really good things about plugging it in and finding out whether the speaker's on or not is the fact that when I turn the speaker on, my iPhone is going to make that charging noise sound, so I know the speaker's on. So I'm going to press the on button now. Okay, and you heard the iPhone charging sound. Now basically, and you may not want to do this, I found that I had to do it so that I could share the speaker correctly, but if you go into settings Wi-Fi, there's an option that says ask to join networks, and I've actually turned mine on because I find when I press the sharing button on the speakers, that dialog box sometimes doesn't come up. So I'm going to hold the volume down and volume up buttons in for a second or two. One, two, and release.
Hello, Wi-Fi settings. Do you want to share your Wi-Fi settings so this accessory can connect to the Wi-Fi network?
Okay, and confirm this accessory to use your Wi-Fi network. I do. So I'm going to do a one finger flick to the right.
Do you want to share your Wi-Fi settings so this accessory can connect to the Wi-Fi network?
One finger flick to the right again.
Ignore button.
Okay, you can ignore it.
Allow button.
Or allow. So I'm going to do one finger double tap to allow.
Messages, 7 new items.
Okay.
Double tap to open.
And I could now, once that's set up, I can now just take my cable out of the back of the USB port on the back of the speaker, and of course out of my iPhone. And now the speaker is part of my Wi-Fi network, ready to be used as an AirPlay device. So just to show you me doing that, I'm actually going to go into Downcast and play a podcast. So I'm going to press my home button twice, bring up app switcher.
Settings.
One finger double tap flick to open. Right.
Downcast.
Okay, one finger double tap to on open. Downcast.
Downcast. Today in iOS podcast, the unofficial iOS iPhone.
Okay, two fingers stop to pause it. And there's Downcast doing its checking podcasts. It's going to access the AirPlay button.
Selected. AirPlay button.
And one finger double tap on AirPlay.
Alert. Video root. iPhone. Button.
Okay, video root's iPhone. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Audio root. AQ Smart Speaker 0110CB. Button.
Okay. Audio root. Smart Speaker. And if I kept going.
Selected. Audio root. Jambox by Jawbone. Button.
That's audio root I can do to my Jambox.
Video root. Living room Apple TV. Button.
Okay, back to video root. Living room Apple TV.
Video root. Toy room. Button.
Or toy room. So basically the AQ audio speaker and my two Apple TVs are on my Wi-Fi network, and of course the Jambox is connected via Bluetooth. So I'm going to do one finger flick back to the left to get to the AQ audio.
Video Apple TV button. Selected. Audio route. Jambox audio route. AQ smart speaker 0110CB button.
Okay, and we want to do AQ audio route smart speaker. So one finger double tap. Okay, now what you've noticed in the recording is that my audio has gone from my Jambox that I was currently using to do voiceover with back to my local iPhone. So my voiceover is now speaking from my iPhone speaker. But if I start this current podcast playing, let me just find the play button.
Play button.
Okay, one finger double tap.
Pause.
Forward slash TII. Get your discount on your iOS.
Okay, that's the speaker now playing the AirPlay speaker. It's going to press the volume up.
Hey Rob, made this song on my iPad 2nd Gen with GarageBand. Hope you and your listeners enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed creating it. Regards, John. Well, thanks, John, for the music. And try to remember to the full song at the end of the episode.
Now, as you can tell, it takes a little while to respond. So probably about a second or two to go through to the speakers. If I do another two-finger double tap now.
Full song at the end of the episode.
It starts playing.
So I thank Carl for sending
you do a two-finger double tap now.
I made this using Photo Funi.
And it stopped playing. So as you can tell, it does take a little while to respond. But once it's going, it's fine. Now I'm just going to show you one more thing. If I start it going again, two-finger double tap.
Made this using
of course, Photo VoiceOver,
F-U-N-I-A, for the iPhone,
and still got VoiceOver,
for the iPad, and I use iCap that app,
coming through there like
speaker. Regards, call from IM, therefore iPad.com.
Okay, and start work. Stop. Okay, so that's basically using the AQ speaker as a speaker via AirPlay. And I could also do exactly the same thing on my Mac. So, for example, let me just press the home button on my iPhone.
Messages, 7 new items.
Pop the iPhone down for a moment. Okay, so let me just run iTunes on my Mac. Now, I've got my iTunes set up with my VoiceOver keyboard commander. So I'm actually just going to press right option I for iTunes. Of course, you could go into applications and run iTunes from your applications folder.
iTunes, iTunes, window. Sources, table, row 2 of 28. Music, selected, has keyboard focus.
Okay, so I'm already on music in my iTunes source list. It's going to do VO, right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Music, table, no selection.
Okay, interact. So shift to VO down, shift control option down.
Interact with music, table, row 1 of 13, 38. Artwork, text.
Okay, VO, right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Status, 1. Checkmark, item, name, dancing queen.
Okay, that'll do. Now if I just press enter now. Okay, that's on my local Mac speaker. Just press the spacebar. Okay, so let's go and choose the AQ Audio Smart Speaker for AirPlay. So I'm just going to interact with that for the moment, that table. So that shift via up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop interacting.
Jump down to the bottom of the window with shift VO end. And of course on a MacBook Pro keyboard, that's really shift function. Control, Option, and right arrow. So Shift, VO, end.
Show iTunes sidebar button.
Okay, let's come back to the left with VO left arrow, Control, Option, left arrow.
Genius button, AirPlay button.
Okay, that's my AirPlay, VO spacebar, Control, Option, spacebar.
Menu 5 items checkmark, computer.
Okay, that's my local computer speaker I was currently using.
AQ Smart Speaker 0110CB.
That's the AQ Smart Speaker. Now I'm just going to show you a few other ones down below that.
Living Room Apple TV.
That's my Living Room Apple TV.
Toy Room.
That's the toy room.
Multiple speakers, ellipsis.
And that's the multiple speakers that I was talking about at the beginning, where you could select multiple speakers. So, for example, in my house now, I could choose to play Dancing Queen through my AQ smart speaker and both of my Apple TVs or one of the Apple TVs, etc. Okay, so let me just go back up to AQ.
Toy room. Living Room Apple TV, AQ Smart Speaker 0110CB.
Okay, AQ Smart Speaker, so VO spacebar, control spacebar to select it.
iTunes busy. iTunes ready. Closing menu. AirPlay button.
What I'm going to do now, I'm just going to press one of the hardware buttons to restart iTunes playing. And of course, because I've got my function keys set to software, I've got to hold down the FN key to press the F8 iTunes play button, so I'll do that now.
AirPlay, AQ Smart Speaker 0110CB button.
Okay, and that's now the Audio Smart Speaker playing. So if I turn the volume up, just pressing the volume. Okay, that's the speaker playing. Now, the nice trick is, if I hold in the volume down button for 2 seconds, I've just muted the speaker. If I hold it again down for 2 seconds, I've unmuted it, and it's come back to the same volume. Okay, if I press the volume down key, okay, of course, reduces the volume, volume up, keep pressing it. Okay, keeps going. And of course, let me just turn it down a little bit, volume down button on the speaker. And of course, at the moment, I've still got VoiceOver running on the Mac itself. I was just pressing VO left arrow and right arrow to get the VoiceOver to speak some of the controls in iTunes. And of course, with Mountain Lion now, I could also have VoiceOver piped out to that smart speaker as well. So So that's actually a very nice little feature, of course, with Mountain Lion. Okay, so let me just press function F8 and we'll just stop the speaker again. Okay, so that's basically using the speaker so far as an AirPlay speaker from my iPhone using Downcast, or via iTunes using AirPlay on the same Wi-Fi network as my two Apple TVs, of course, one in the toy room, one in the lounge room. Okay, so that's the AirPlay mode, and that's by default when you turn the unit on. Now, if I press the power button one more time, I've now gone into the auxiliary mode, which is where I've actually currently got that 3.5mm cable plugged in this case to my Plextalk pocket. Okay, so if I press play now in my pocket.
If there was one day Nisa remembered from her childhood, it was the day when she found the tower in the earth, hidden amongst the rocks beyond the low line of grass-crested dunes.
And if I press the...
If she hadn't been the sort
stop
of girl...
I've got it turned off. Okay, so that's basically plugging any headphone-enabled device via that 3.5mm audio cable into the back of the speaker. I'm just going to press that power button one more time. So what I've gone into now is direct Wi-Fi. And that's where I said before, if you don't have a Wi-Fi network that you connect the speaker to, the speaker now is its own Wi-Fi hotspot that you can connect to, in my case, my iPhone. Just remembering that as you're using that as a Wi-Fi hotspot, of course, you're not going to be able to get out to the internet because it's only a Wi-Fi hotspot to the speaker itself. So now it's in direct Wi-Fi mode. Let me just go into settings on my iPhone.
Settings. Double tap to open. Settings.
Okay, and we want to go to Wi-Fi.
Airplane mode.
Flick to the right.
Off. Wi-Fi. Woody. Button.
Okay, you want to go into Wi-Fi. One finger double tap.
Wi-Fi. Settings. Back button. Wi-Fi. Heading. Wi-Fi. On. Choose a network. Progress halted. AQ Direct Mode 0110CB.
Okay.
Signal strength
so now
96%.
AQ Direct
Double
Mode.
Double tap to join a network.
Okay,
AQ Direct Mode 0110CB. Signal
network.
Strength 95%. AQ Direct Mode 0110CB. Signal strength 95%.
Again, have one finger flick back to the left and right again.
In progress. Selected. AQ Direct
okay,
Mode 0110CB. Signal strength 95%.
Okay, so if I press my home button.
Double tap to join the net. Settings.
Let's go
Double
back
tap
into
to open.
Downcast. So I'm going to press my home button twice. Go back into App Switcher.
App Switcher. Settings.
One finger flick to
double
the
Double tap to open. Downcast.
Yes, Downcast. One finger double,
double
tap.
Double tap to open. Downcast. Today in iOS podcast, the unofficial iOS, iPhone, iPad, no pod, touch, user, no phone apps podcast.
Okay, back. Now if I touch on the AirPlay button again.
Selected. AirPlay. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on the AirPlay button.
Alert. Video root. iPhone. Button.
Now, you'll notice this time, I'll just go through these, so it's video roots, iPhone.
Audio root. AQ Smart Speaker 0110CB.
Audio
button.
Root is AQ Smart Speaker, and if I do one finger flick to the right again.
Selected. Audio root. Jambox by Jawbone.
Jambox.
Button. Cancel. Button.
But I don't have my other two Apple TVs on there because I'm actually not on my Woody home Wi-Fi network. I'm on the AQ Smart Speaker network. Okay, so if I do one finger flick back to the left to get to the AQ audio.
Select root. Jambox by Jawbone. Button. Audio root. AQ Smart Speaker 0110CB. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Podcast, the unofficial iOS, iPhone.
Okay, and as you can tell before, I've gone from my Jambox Bluetooth speaker back to the local speaker of my iPhone. And if I do a two-finger double tap now on the iPhone to start the Downcast playing.
.com. And this artwork is a really fun one, as it is a painting of me
there
up on a billboard, or so it appears. Carl, kudos, and thanks for sending in this artwork.
Two-finger double tap.
Carl's artwork in
it. And stops it playing. Okay, so that's... If I was at a beach or away from my own Wi-Fi network, I could basically put the AQ Smart Speaker into its own direct Wi-Fi hotspot mode and AirPlay it from my, in this case, my iPhone. So I'm just going to press the home button.
Home. Messages. Seven new items.
And I'm just going to press the button again.
Double tap to open.
And put the AQ speaker back into normal connect mode. So it'll now be back on my own Wi-Fi network rather than being its own Wi-Fi hotspot. And of course, if you then want to turn the speaker off, you just hold the power button in for a second or two and it'll power down. And whatever mode you press the power button off in, when it returns, if it was on connect, it'll return to connect. If it was on direct mode, so its own Wi-Fi hotspot, it'll return to direct. Auxiliary mode though, it'll return back to connect mode when you turn the speaker back on again. So that concludes this demonstration of the AQ Smart Speaker. In this demonstration, we basically went through some of the main features of the actual speaker itself. We went through a physical description, and then we went through connecting it as an AirPlay device, in this case to my iPhone and to my Mac. We then looked at basically using it plugged in by a 3.5mm headphone jack to be a speaker, in this case to my Plextalk Pocket. And then finally using the speaker as a direct Wi-Fi hotspot on its own so that you can AirPlay to it from, in this case, my iPhone or your iOS device or Mac or indeed your Windows machine, using the speaker as its own Wi-Fi hotspot. So you don't need access to a network to access the speaker. So really the only issue to some extent is about the lights on the speaker itself, knowing when it's on or off, or what mode it's in, what the charging state is, etc. But as I said at the beginning, when you've got your iPhone initially plugged into it and you turn the speaker on, you'll get that charging sound when you first plug it in. And or you can also use such thing as the light detector app on the iPhone, which via the camera, you can tell whether the lights on the power on button are lit up. And if you're very careful, you can also tell when it's on and pairing to your Wi-Fi network as the light flashes and then becomes steady when it joins your Wi-Fi network. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration of the AQ Smart Speaker. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.